My 90s choice is from my only female guest so far. And I say it with that tone in my voice because that's not something I would choose. The good news is it is changing in the new year. But I will take this opportunity that if you're a female listener out there, please get in touch because I'd love to have you on the show. But my guest was Jen Henshaw. And this is her talking, I think, very powerfully about what it was like spending her teenage years in a Seattle that was just exploding musically with grunge and Nirvana and Pearl Jam and Soundgarden and all of that other stuff going on. So it was great to have Jen on the show, and I think this is a great little clip.
I spent my teen years in Seattle, which, as you know very well, is where the alternative music scene caught fire and spread just about everywhere. And I believe the impact it had will always be felt as a formative musical influence. Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, these were artists recording and performing quite literally in my city's backyard. Because before they played stadiums, they played parks and local festivals. And I was around to see that evolution.
Wow.
And after spending a few years in Chicago and then Colorado Springs, I had moved back to the Pacific Northwest a couple of years before Kurt Cobain passed away. And I think his music really took off then in that 1994-95 time period. And the music scene, particularly in Seattle, of course, but everywhere, was forever influenced. And this decade's a funny one, I think, for music. I don't think too many people would dispute that. And you're going to hear that bleed through in some of my comments. So I really strong music scene influences in this decade, but also with other types of music. My brother and I, who's just a little bit younger than I am, had this insatiable curiosity for music in this decade. While we were exploring newer bands like the Cranberries and Smashing Pumpkins, we were also listening to artists like Bill Withers, Otis Redding, Doobie Brothers, and Fleetwood Mac, bands and artists that influenced my parents' generation. And we were sort of discovering them for the first time. And sometimes because artists we were listening to in the 90s were covering those older tracks. And it was incredible. And it, again, made us walk the path backward to figure out where this came from. And all of those discoveries still influence my musical interests and choices. It was my brother in the 90s at some point who introduced me to Oasis and Wonderwall. Mm. And I fell hard for that album. Well before I could send my brother a new music text alert, which I do. From time to time still, I would frequently bolt racing out of the top of my top floor or my bedroom on the top floor of our house, race down two flights of stairs and make him tune his radio to some new song I had just heard. And since it was on the radio, it was likely we were listening to hip hop. We both had lots of love for hip hop and R&B in that decade, and we still do. My younger ear that had been trained on hymns and then gospel music was led to a love of blues. And I began seeing that influence show up in many songs of the 90s. I enjoyed discovering female bands that reminded me of the Supremes or had, you know, a voice like Aretha, like In Vogue or Destiny's Child. And, you know, my ultimate summer song every summer still is California Love by Tupac and Dr. Dre. hey, I'm going to just admit that here.
Hey, that's fine. That's fine. Okay. It gets on the playlist now. Yep.
Fantastic. I spent lots of time in those years obsessing over lyric sheets and liner notes and trying to discern the hidden meaning of why, you know, an artist selected an album or a track title, you know.
Or indeed what was a Wonderwall?
It's so deep, you know, to have that kind of time again was really kind of a funny thought. But my influences in the decade of the 90s were broad and they were ever expanding, I would say, with a focus on genres that were rapidly evolving. Because of the stage of life I was in, this angsty teen with big feelings about everything, living in an emerging and really breathtaking Seattle music scene, I'm going with a song from Pearl Jam is my pick for this decade.
Great.
You know, and just to double down on the roller coaster feelings I had back then, I chose Black, which is a gut-wrenching track from their debut album, 10. And I think anyone who has ever had their heartbreak can just literally feel this one. Eddie Vedder's pain feels palpable. And the last set of lyrics really never fails to give me chills.
we should take a listen to it and then let's talk some more. So, as you said, gut-wrenching stuff. Was that the teenage angst phase of no one understands me, but these people making this music do?
I think it was, yes, the angsty phase of having your feelings articulated by someone that obviously I don't know. I didn't pretend to know. But it was, there was something there that was mirroring back something I was feeling. And I found that, I think, in some ways, comforting. I think this was the decade in which I realized music could be comforting and it could be a refuge. You know, I had a great period in Seattle. There was nothing in my life that was tragic then. It was more that time of life is difficult for a lot of us, right?
Absolutely. So, trying to make sense of a lot of things.
That's exactly right. And I think it was a bit cathartic, right? For the first time in my life, I saw music that way.